Yesterday, we interrogated what you are building your life on. Christ the rock, or something else altogether. Today, we ask a different question. How do you actually go about building on that solid rock? The answer is found in Luke 6 verse 48, where Luke tells us that the wise builder dug down deep past the sand and laid the foundation on rock. A foolish builder who avoids the arduous task of digging down to the rock to set the foundation may appear to casual observers to be getting ahead of the wise builder, but everybody knows how his story will end. Spiritually speaking, digging deep refers to the daily process that turns "I believe in Jesus," as established in day one, into "I actually live like He's Lord over my life." This is seen in the small secret choices you make, such as freely forgiving, curating what you consume online, and avoiding gossip, as well as engaging in godly spiritual habits, such as fasting and prayer. Each time you hear Jesus' words and put them into practice, you're taking the shovel in your hand and digging deeper towards that metaphorical rock. James 1:22 says, "Do not merely listen to the word, and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says." Here, Scripture urges us to guard against spiritual consumerism, where we binge, so to speak, sermons, conferences, and seminars, yet remain a spiritual surface builders as nothing in our habits changes. Information alone does not build a foundation. Habitual obedience shaped by grace does. So, to be clear, if day one exposed what you're standing on, day two invites you into the slow, patient work of forming that foundation in Jesus. This devotion seeks to move you from being a hearer to a doer. Do me a favor. Take some time today to identify one specific costly act of obedience that you know Jesus is asking of you, one that is grounded in Scripture. Do it today as your deliberate shovel in the ground step towards a deeper foundation. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you see beneath the surface of my life. I admit I often chase quick results and spiritual excitement instead of slow, steady obedience. By your Spirit, teach me how to dig deep, to hear your words and to put them into practice even when no one notices. Use today's small step of obedience to anchor me more firmly in you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.